Dawlish Heritage Trail, Hub Number 13, the heart of Old Dawlish. St Gregory's Parish Church is the historic heart of Dawlish. For hundreds of years, the most important events in local people's lives and the life of the community were marked here. The church you can see today is around 600 years old. It's built of red sandstone, which was quarried nearby. The tower was first built in around 1400. The rest of the church was rebuilt soon after, and carved pillars were added to the nave in 1438. The oldest gravestone commemorates Gawain Paynter, who was buried in 1710. Over hundreds of years, the village gradually developed around the church. But in around 1800, Dawlish became a fashionable seaside resort. Visitors swelled the congregation in summertime, making the church uncomfortably cramped. St. Gregory's was enlarged to accommodate them in 1823 and 1875. In front of you, there's a Garden of Remembrance, which commemorates local men who were killed in the World Wars. In the corner, there's a small monument to Bill Millin, a soldier who was the last ever bagpiper to play in battle. Aged just 21, Bill played the bagpipes to raise his comrades' morale during the D-Day landings in 1944. Bill spent the last years of his life in Dawlish. You can find out more about him and see his famous bagpipes in the town's museum. In the churchyard, you'll find a Grand Victorian mausoleum. It was built in 1865 for the Hoare family, who lived at nearby Luscombe Castle. Explore the fascinating history of Dawlish by visiting the 15 information hubs around the town. Each location is shown on the map in the Heritage Trail leaflet, which you can pick up from the Tourist Information Centre and other places in the town.